Once again, it's good to be back to continue with the study of the book of Revelation. We have come till chapter 9, verse 12, where we have finished the first woe, which we looked at. But for those that are joining us new, and to review, I'll spend a few minutes starting from the beginning. Just take a few minutes to look through and review those chapters. So let me share my screen with each and every one. Here I have, starting with Revelation chapter 1, we see our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation, the book of Revelation is in the singular and not in the plural, because it is the revelation of one man, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the revelation of him that was given by God to him and then to his servants through the angels. And we here see the glorified Son. Apostle John is the author of this book, and he was in the Isle of Patmos, and he was exiled there for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ and the witness for our Lord. And he was exiled to Patmos. And there writes these books, revelation to the seven churches. And the churches are seen here: Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. These are the seven churches that we read in chapter 2 and chapter 3. However, before we move from chapter 1, I like to read one verse, which is chapter 1, verse 19. And this is a command by our Lord to John to write the things that thou had seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. So write the things which thou hast seen. What has Apostle John seen? Apostle John has seen the risen Christ, the glorified Christ, and he writes that in chapter 1. And then he says, and the things which are. What are the things which are? Those are the things that are in chapter 2 and chapter 3, the letters to the churches. And then he says, the things which shall be hereafter. And that starts actually from chapter 6, the things that are to happen. And then we move on to Revelation chapter 4, and it says, after this, I looked, and behold, the door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard were as it were of a trumpet talking to me. And the command of the Lord was to John to come up hither. And we see a door in heaven opened for Apostle John to go to heaven. And our Lord Jesus Christ was to go and show him the things that he was planning for this world. Now, in chapter 4, what do we see? The relevant thing is the throne of God. That's what that's what caught the eye of John, the throne of God here. Let me just enlarge that picture here a little bit. We see the throne of God right here in the middle. We do not see God, but we see, and description saw in color. And around this, we see a rainbow of emerald green, beautiful emerald green. And around that throne, we see the 24 elders seated with the white robes indicating purity and the crown of gold. And in front of the throne, we see the seven lamps of fire indicating the Holy Spirit. And these are the spirits of the Lord, which is right here. And then in front of that, we see the creatures. The creatures here are with the face of a lion, the first one, the face of a calf, the face of a man, and we see the fourth one, the face of a flying eagle. And these are seraphims with six wings, and we had looked at that before. Now, a closer picture of these four creatures, the face of the lion, a man, flying eagle, and the calf. And as we finish chapter four, we go into chapter five. When we go to chapter five, we see, and I saw in the right hand of him, which is God, who sat on the throne, a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. So the picture that we see here is God on the throne in his right hand. He has got a scroll or a book sealed with seven seals. These are seven seals here depicted in red. And we see a strong angel crying out to see who is worthy to take the scroll, even to look at it, who is worthy. And there was no one in heaven and in earth and under the earth. And then there appeared a lamb that was slain. And we see this picture here, the Lamb of God, the lamb that was slain. And the picture given is with seven horns. It indicates the or denotes the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the seven eyes indicating omniscience, and also the seven spirits of God. And we see the Lamb comes and takes the scroll from, from God. And then as we move into chapter six, we see the four horses of the apocalypse. We see the pictures of the white horse, the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse. And this one here, when the first horse rides, the white horse with the rider, it has a crown and a bow. There's no arrow, and he goes about conquering. And this happens with the opening of the first seal. And then the second seal is opened. We see the red horse, and the rider of the red horse is given a sword and to take peace at all costs. And there is war associated with the second horse, which is the red horse, and the rider on the red horse. And this is when the second seal is opened. And then we see the next seal. Then the third seal is opened. John looked up and he saw a black horse, and a rider was holding a pair of scales in his hand. And we see the picture of the scale right here. And here we see, as a result of war, hunger, famine, and death were all over there. And then we see when the Lord opens the fourth seal, the rider on the pale horse. Now, when you look at chapter six and verse number eight, there is a very serious thing that happens here. And I will read that. And it says, "And I looked, and behold, the pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beast of the earth." So we see that this horse, the pale horse, was given the power to kill. To kill how many? One fourth of the population of this earth. Now, when you look at the population of this earth, it is 7.6 or 7.8. And if we round up the population to 8 billion, and if you look at the time of tribulation happens after the rapture of the church. So imagine if 2 billion people out of the 8 is raptured, That leaves us behind 6 billion. That number is an arbitrary number just for calculation. And so if 1/4 of 6 billion is taken out at Revelation chapter 6 and verse 8, we have 1.5 billion taken out of the 6 billion. And that leaves us 4.5 billion people. And that is some of the things that we see that will happen during the tribulation time. During tribulation, there are three judgments that we will see. One is the first judgment is the seal judgment. The second judgment is the trumpet judgment, which we will be coming up shortly. And the third judgment is the bowl judgments, B-O-W-L, or it's the vial judgment, V-I-A-L, vial judgments. And that is the last group of judgments that we will come to. So in chapter 6, we see this. These are four of them that are when the seals are opened. And when the fifth seal is opened, of course, we see the effects on the there was a great earthquake. The sun becomes black, or this would be rather the sixth seal. Let me look at that. That is the sixth seal. The fifth seal is the fifth seal, we see the altar, under the altar, the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. This picture here denotes when the sixth seal was opened. There was a great earthquake at that time. The sun becomes black, the moon becomes red, and stars fall out of the sky. And the sky is rolled back, and the mountains and the islands are moved from the places. So this is great devastation that happens with these six seals, as we see. Now, with the opening of the seventh seal, we see tremendous things happen. But before the opening of the seventh seal, when we look at chapter seven, we see there is a command given here. It reads chapter 7 and verse 1. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. So what we see is four angels come out and hold the wind without so that it won't cause destruction to the earth and the trees of the earth. Why? Because God wants to do something. And what is God wanting to do? Here's a picture of the four angels holding the winds from the four corners of the earth. And God sends his angel to seal people for him. That is the picture of the angel coming out. This is just an artist's rendition of the sealing of the 144,000 people. 144,000, and who are these? That's the question that we have. The 144,000 are taken from the tribe of Israel. 12,000 from each of the tribes, and that's what we see. Every tribe is taken except the tribe of Dan. The tribe of Dan is not sealed here. Why is it? An explanation is possibly that this is the tribe that started idolatry when and after they entered the promised land. So these are not sealed for the service of God. But as we read further, we find the tribe of Dan will also are promoted to the millennial kingdom. So this is chapter 7 that we see what happens in our study right now. Now we will go to chapter 8, and chapter 8 is where the seventh seal is opened. Let me get to some of the pictures of that. Chapter 7, verse 1, it says, and when he had opened the seventh seal, chapter 8, verse 1, it reads, when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. That's chapter 8, verse 1. You see, in the throne, at the throne of God, there is a praising of God 24/7. They are constantly praising God. Who are they? We have the elders. We have the four creatures. We have the heavenly host and the people that have been promoted there. They are all worshiping God. And you can imagine the millions of people that are there worshiping God. And suddenly what happened, Jesus opens the seventh seal. And what happens? There is silence in heaven for the space of 1.5 hours. You see, that's a long period of time when there is the praising of God for 24/7 that happens. And then when we look down at chapter 8, verse 7, it says, chapter 8, verse 2, it says, I saw seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. So we see the start of the seven trumpet judgments. This is the second judgments. The seal judgments have been completed. And now we are coming into the trumpet judgment. And we see the seven angels here, and each of them have been given a trumpet. And we look at the first trumpet as it is mentioned here. Verse 7, the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees were burnt up, and all the grass was burned up. All green grass was burned up when the first trumpet was sounded. And then when the second trumpet was sounded, we see further problems that happens on this earth. And the second angel sounded, and as it were, a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. So in this picture, we can see as the second trumpet is sounded, one third of the sea has become blood red, and one third of the sea creatures have died. All the fish, one third of them have died, and then one third of the ships have been destroyed. This happens with the sound of the second trumpet. And then as we look at the third trumpet, the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven. And this star is called Wormwood. And what happens is it causes the rivers and fresh waters, all of them become bright red in color, and these became bitter. That's the name that is given, the wormwood. And we see that many people die as a result of this. This is as a result of the judgment of God against the people of that land. And then when the fourth trumpet sounded, one third of the sun became dark. One third of the moon became dark, and one third of the stars were darkened. And that is what we see with the sounding of the fourth trumpet. Now we go to the last verse in chapter 8, verse 13. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels which are yet to sound." So we see in these four trumpet judgments, there's tremendous calamity. Earthly created items of God have been destroyed, both in the heavens and on earth. And we see another three wars are to happen. And when we come here, we see the first war, the angel, which is the fifth angel. The second war is when the sixth angel sounds. And the third war is when the seventh angel sounds. So in chapter 9, we find, let me see if I can get to that chapter. We have done this also. To chapter 9, and we read, "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit." This is the study we did the last time before we closed. And when the fifth angel sounded, what happened is a star fell from heaven. And this star is Satan himself. He's coming down with the key to the bottomless pit. And what happened is, as he opened the bottomless pit, this is the picture of the bottomless pit, we find there is a huge amount of thick black smoke comes out of the bottomless pit. And out of the bottomless pit, after the smoke came out, there was a lot of locusts that was released from the bottomless pit. Now, there was instruction given to these locusts. They were not to eat the grass. They were not to, because the locusts, usually when they attack the green grass, the trees, the leaves, and anything green. They love to do that. This is a multicolored picture of locusts, but these locusts looked like this. They had the shape of the locusts were like horses. Look at this gentleman here. Like horses, they had a face of a man. They had this crown, a golden crown. Their hair like a woman. And they have sharp teeth of iron. And they had a vest that was teeth of a lion, and the breast, and they had breastplates, and it were breastplates of iron, and it appears like a horse, and the tail of this particular being was as a sting of a scorpion, and the tail had the head of a snake. I'm not sure if I have a picture that will denote that. Let me see. This is another picture of that scorpion. Of course, we see pictures of scorpion that I've shown before. This is the tail, but in this case, it was the head of a snake. And what were these beings to do? They were to sting men. And which men were they to sting? They were to sting men that had taken the sign of the beast. And they were not to be killed, but they were to be tormented for 5 months. We can imagine how serious this is for people. With this torment, they were wanting to die. They did not want to live anymore, but they could not die because God wanted them to suffer. But in fact, God was giving a chance, an opportunity for them to repent of their sin and turn from their wicked ways so that they will come to the Lord. Now let us look at from where we stopped the last time, and that is verse number 12. It says, one woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. And verse number 13, he states, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God. So we had looked at the first four angels in chapter 8 that sounded the trumpet and the destruction as a result of that. And then in chapter 9, we just saw the fifth angel sounded, which was the first war that was tormenting of the people, and they could not die. And these were people that had taken the mark of the beast. And then we see here, as the sixth angel sounded, John heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar. This is a picture of the altar, and we see the four horns as we see on the four corners, and the voice was heard, and there was instruction that was given from this voice. And what was the instruction that was given here? Let's look at that. Verse number 14, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, it says, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Look at that term, great river Euphrates. It is giving a much importance of this river Euphrates. So apparently God had tied up and bound up these four angels. These are not good angels. These are evil and wicked angels. And they have something to do. And what is that something? Look at this in verse number 15. It says, and the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year to slay the third part of men. You see, when these four angels have been released, they are like the commanders to do something very serious. And anything that is done by these angels, they are all have to be permitted by God himself, because they cannot do anything without God's permission. But here, this is judgment that is going on. And what happens here is it says the third part of man was killed. So what have we seen? We have seen already the population of this world. If it was 8 billion, 2 billion raptured up, if we can take an arbitrary number, and then 1/4 of the population was killed in chapter 6 and verse 8, leaving us behind 4.5 billion. And here, 1/3 of 4.5 billion leaves us with 3 billion people. And I want to just show you a picture of the great river Euphrates. I've got a nice picture here. If you see, the great river Euphrates is formed by two rivers. One is the Carusu River that actually looks like it has its origin from Armenia, and the other, the Murat River, which has its origin in Turkey. And both these rivers comes together and join in Turkey to form the great river Euphrates. And it courses down Turkey, and then from there, it enters into Syria, the whole length of the country of Syria, and then the whole country of Iraq, coursing down, and finally enters into the Persian Gulf. Now, this river Euphrates is very is a prominent site. Because why? because we see the Garden of Eden was situated around this area. The sin of man began here, as it states in Genesis chapter 2. The first murder happened here. The first war happened here. The Tower of Babel was erected in these regions. And we see the Israelites, when they were taken by the Babylonian army into captivity. And also we will find in later chapters in 17 and 18, the nation of Babylon. Babylon was the fountainhead of idolatry and the surge of sin during the Great Tribulation. So Euphrates River has got its importance not only because of the way it made countries and nations and lands fertile, but also other reasons. Now, I just took some religious population statistics recently of 2020. Christianity is 2.4 billion, Islam is 1.9 billion, Hinduism is 1.2 billion, and secular, all others, 2.2 billion. Just for information's sake. Now, this is what I just put a calculation. During the tribulation, population decline. If we have a population of 8 billion, if the rapture, I hope it is more than this and much more, 2 billion raptured up, leaving behind 6 billion. In Revelation chapter 6, verse 8, it says 1/4 of the people are killed with the judgment of the sealed judgment, and 1.5 billion killed, remaining 4.5 billion. And then in Revelation 9:15, as we saw, 1/3 of the people killed, which is 1.5 billion, remaining 3 billion. As we look at the statistics of the effect of this COVID virus in America alone, we have had about 280,000 people that died with this virus. Even one death with the virus is one too many, but even then there was. And we pray and hope that with the releasing of the vaccine, there will be a great improvement with these illnesses. So we see that here, and let me see. So then we go to verse number 16 of chapter 9, and it says, "And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. And I heard that number. Here, Apostle John is saying that he actually heard that number, the number of the army. Now, this horseman was the mode of the army men that fought the wars of that time in the first century. But today we have Abram tanks and all others, and they are able to deliver much firepower. And here it says 200,000, which is 200 million. What nations can come up with this number? Of course, if you look at India, the population of 1.3 billion people, China with 1.4 billion, together it's 2.7 billion. If you add Japan, you can get a sizable number. Maybe they can raise this army. But the question is this the army of human beings or are these demons? We do not know. It is not clear what it is because it is not mentioned here. But nevertheless, you see, the onslaught of 1/3 of the people of this world during tribulation will result in 1.5 billion or 1/3 of the remaining people of this world. That is very sad. And let's look at verse number 17. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire and of jacinth, which is a gemstone, and brimstone, which is a bright yellow colored element. Those that are eloquent with their chemistry, they know what the elemental number is there. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of the mouths issued fire, smoke, and brimstone. Look at that. Let me see if we can. This is the picture of gemstone, the jacinth. It looks beautiful. These were the breastplates of these things. And this is an artist rendition of that horse, the destructive animal or armament, the head of a lion. This is the firepower of this armament. And also it has the tail with the head of a snake over here, and that can sting and kill you. So what is this? I do not know, but I'm sure the military today has such firepower that they can do all of these things. Let me go back and read the last verse there. In verse number 18, it says, by these three was the third part of the men killed, by fire and by smoke and by brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. You see, when a tank fires, we see smoke coming out, the fire coming out. We see red color, yellow color, all of those. So it could be anything, but we do not know what firepower is available today. And then verse number 19, for their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents and their heads, and with them they do hurt. So one third of the people were killed. And look at verse number 20. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, the idols of gold and silver, and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. You see, God is patient. God wants them to repent and turn and come back to him. But see what happened. Verse number 21, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Look, got some pictures here. The worship of gold and silver. You recognize this picture. This is idolatry. Here is the Mayan gods. And these two pictures, those from India, recognizes these. And that goes on quite a bit. And the last verse says, they did not repent of their murders. John F. Kennedy here was murdered. Sorceries. I put the picture of a pharmacy because what it is talking about is the drug addiction of today. And it has been going on and it's just going to get worse. And fornication, sexual and idolatry and thefts. All of these, but the people were not prepared to repent of their sin. What a sad case this is for the people of this world. All they have to do is to repent. It is more reason for us to tell people about the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we don't want them to get into the period of tribulation, because the rapture can happen anytime. There is nothing more to happen or anything that needs to happen before the rapture can take place. So each one of us has a responsibility to tell people about the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'll close here, and tomorrow, next Sunday on, we will start from chapter number 10 and pray that God will bless each one of us during this new year. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for giving us another time to look at thy word, to see what you're planning for the future. Father, we think that we are living through a hard time, but nothing is compared to what we have just seen. From the population of 8 billion to decrease to 3 billion, just even before the tribulation half period. Oh Lord, what a serious, serious calamity and destruction and death that is going to be. People are going to wail and cry. Father, we pray that we can give the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to as many people we can. Oh Lord, please help us, we pray. Bless our assembly this first Sunday of this new year, 2021. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, oh Lord. Bless all our church family. Bless all those that are on the Zoom today. We pray that you would bless them. Once again, we thank you for everything. We ask all of these things in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.